With us now is Alan Migliorato, and he is a co-founder of Adventure Catholic Leadership Training. And, oh, I forget how many months now we've been doing his parenting tips. And, you know, Alan is a father of three daughters, and he's learned a lot over his lifetime, and he's passing on the fruit of his experience as well as his own apostolate of Adventure Catholic to help parents around the world know how to truly help your children become saints. Alan, how you doing today?
Fantastic. Nice rainy day. It cooled down a little bit down here in Florida.
Well, that's good. Yeah, we had the rain yesterday here. Didn't cool anything down, though. Well, today, you know, one of the things we talk about is that oftentimes, you know, parents, their parenting skills change with their children. Their first child, they're nervous about everything. The second child, they're hardly nervous at all. The third time, they're letting the kid play in traffic. You know, they get a little more freer in raising their children. But what I learned, and I had a wedding, a family I know, I married all three of the daughters of these parents, and you couldn't find three more different young ladies. I mean, they're all blonde-haired and blue-eyed, but that's where the similarities ended. I mean, three different personalities, three different ways of dealing with life, and I pray for their poor father every single day.
Well, throw me into those prayers, because my girls are all different, too. And I've got to talk to my mom about this, though, because you say the third child, they just let play in traffic. I was encouraged to do that, but I'm an only child, so I got to figure out what's going on there. So in general, we've got four basic types of parenting styles. I mean, there are several different, offshoots of these, but you have authoritative, right, which is high demand, high response. Authoritarian, or like a disciplinarian, which is high demand of your children with low response to what their needs might be. You have permissive, which is indulgent, which is go play in traffic if that's what you really is going to make you happy. And as long as you're happy, we can do whatever you want. And then neglectful, which you don't know where your kids are half the time. So the most healthy type of parenting in general would be the authoritative. So you have high demands, high desires, high goals for your children, but you also have high responses where you're going to be nurturing them for their maturity. But as far as personality types go, you're going to deal with different types of personalities. So I don't think that our parenting types need to change as much as the way we deal with a one-on-one. And I always look to Jesus for a great example of this. He doesn't change his message, but he meets the woman at the well, and he meets her where she's at, he beats the coin exchangers in the market, and then he meets them where they're at. And he responds differently, but his message as our Lord doesn't change. And that is, I believe, the way that we're supposed to shepherd our children, is to have that authoritative parenting style, but we change in response to what their needs are.
But Alan, you know, I think you're right. But here's the thing with children. They are crafty little critters, and they know how to play mom against dad, and they know how to play each other in terms of they believe, especially when they're little, absolute justice. One size fits all. But when you talk about disciplining different personalities in different ways, the punishments might not all be the same for the same crime.
No, and they're not, and my oldest daughter, of course, the oldest child thinks that, they didn't get away with anything, and now you're slacking off on the other two, and like my middle daughter says, she's going to go somewhere. My oldest daughter said to me one day, she goes, did she just tell you where she's going to go, or did she ask you? I said, well, she let me know where she's going to be. And she goes, I had to ask you. I said, well, who told you that you had to ask me? She goes, well, I just figured that you would want me to ask you. And I said, well, you're right. I do want you to ask me. Well, why can you let, Andrea go wherever she wants? I said, I didn't say I wouldn't let you go wherever you want. So it's a lot of times there's a lot of assumption, too, with kids, and like my mom and her sister grew up in the same house. But if you listen to their story about growing up, you'd never believe it was the same house. one thought they had my mom thought she had a wonderful childhood. My aunt thought she was a victim all the time. Everybody was out to get her. So you really have to, use each. And I think those are gifts. Like, our children are gifts. So we have the different ways that we discipline them. That I think that's a beautiful thing, where we can get to know our kids well enough to discipline them or to reward them in the ways that are going to be most effective for their development.
But as I said, Alan, in the midst of this, because, you know, I guess the question is the other kids they watch, well, that's not fair. That's not how I got treated. I mean, how do you respond to that?
Well, times change. I kind of just blow it off a little bit.
Oh, okay.
You know, well, a little bit. I mean, you've got to, you can try to use logic and say, look, you're a different person than your sister was, right? So you maybe you're more responsible. Maybe you're less responsible. You know, you're going to have gifts in areas that your sister doesn't. I don't have to worry about her wrecking into a parking garage trying to park the car. But you, I'm a little concerned about. And those are hard conversations to have. You know, in business, we call it telling people that their baby's ugly without really offending. You know? So you really have to tell, you know, your kids, look, yeah, she's getting treated a little bit differently, not because she's smarter, not because she's prettier or she's, you know, a better person. But I know that this task, I believe that she'll handle more effectively than you would. Now, there are tasks that you'll be given where I'll know that you'll handle them better. And it's your job. If you want to prove me wrong, prove me wrong. But I'm still giving you those responsibilities. As far as being disciplined differently, absolutely. They're all going to react differently to different types of behaviors. I know that if I get quiet with my oldest daughter, I know that that's ringing a bell with her. With my middle daughter, I've got to get a little louder. With my youngest daughter, I've got to get really loud, you know? And so, like, there's different ways that you have to respond. They're each individual. And I think it honors them by showing them, look, I'm not treating you exactly the same way because you're an individual person. You're different than your sister.
Well, and how does that work again? Because, you know, as a married man and your wife, and she how is her mode of discipline and raising different than yours? Does she kind of allow you to do your thing and back you up, or does she go a different way, or does she expect you to back her up?
That's a great question. And so I think with being married, you've got to be on the same page. It doesn't mean that you always have to agree, but you never disagree in front of the children, because as soon as they see a weak link, then they're going to play one against the other.
Oh,
and
yeah.
that's never good for parents. It's never good for a marriage. It's never good for any of that. So I always say, you know, like when my wife and I first, you know, had my oldest daughter when she was a baby, when we first got to the first time we had to discipline her about something, you know, and the first time that we disagreed on the way to discipline her about something, we had a talk in private and said, listen, if I do something, you know, if you want to talk to me in private about the way we're going to do this, you know, we'll both try to respond instead of react quickly, and we'll just wait, but we've got to be on the same page. And it doesn't mean that, you know, like, no, your father, you know how your dad is. He's not going to let you do anything. That's not being on a team. That's not the way family works. You don't talk against somebody in the family. And I sound like the godfather now. Never say a bad word against somebody in the family.
That's right,
but
Fredo.
You don't.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh, I'm a Fredo now. No, but you never do that. You just don't. You don't go against that family unit. So you don't go against your wife. I mean, the other day we had something where my oldest daughter asked me something, and my wife didn't agree, and she didn't say anything until my daughter left the room. And then she said, you know, she goes, I said, what do you think? And she goes, well, I think that you've overreacted to that. And I said, all right, well, let me think about it. Why did you think that? We talked it out, but not in front of my daughter.
Well, and again, that's very important in turn. It shows the strength of your marriage and the trust you have of each other, which, again, is a very important point, you know. But those four parenting models you pointed out today, you know, we're almost done with our time, Alan. But I'd like to ask, just as a general impression, from your working with young people in your ministry, which of those four models do you see kind of at the top of the list for parents?
Most parents today I see as very permissive. They're either very permissive to they don't want to hurt their kids' feelings, and they kind of let them do whatever they want. And we always hear, I just want them to be happy. Well, you want them to be happy, you know, in the immediate sense, not in the long run, because you're not being an authoritative parent. Or we see the authoritarian who has their thumb down so hard on their kids that they can't breathe. So those are the two extremes that we see the most of.
Okay. Well, thanks for being with us and sharing with us your thoughts today, Alan, with us. If people want to find out more about Adventure Catholic Leadership and also get access to all of the talks that we've already had, where can we send them?
AdventureCatholic.com. That's the best place to get it.
Thanks a lot, Alan. I hope you have a wonderful day. Enjoy the cool Florida day.
Yeah, thanks. You too. God bless.